I'll connect some verses together. Now if we, verse 8, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing this, that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. Young people, that's literal. The Lord Jesus literally died. And it says, in that he liveth unto God. What about you and I? Did I literally go down into death? I'm still breathing. I'm still here. And I come to the practical side of the recognition, the putting into effect of this truth begins with me in verse 11. Likewise. What does likewise take me back to? The verse that I had before. The Lord literally died. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. So what he did literally becomes a reckoning process of the mind and a looking back to the act that took place in my life when I was baptized. See, baptism, it isn't going to do it itself, but it is that which God uses to the expression that I might carry out this truth.
Can I just add to that, based on the question that you asked, okay, how do we apply? If Scripture stopped anywhere in here, verse 7, 8, 9, okay, then that would be really a sincere question. You know, where do we go from here? Okay, but Scripture doesn't stop there. And notice that we've had three knowings. We know what baptism means, right? Know what, in verse 6, know what it means that the old man is crucified with him. Know it, okay? That's still all here, just to know it, be aware of it. And then verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Know what it means, what the resurrection of Christ means to me. Okay? Know it. Okay? Then naturally speaking, once we come to know those things, the question that was asked is the next response. Okay, so I know all that. Okay? Now what do I do? How do I work that out in my life? And that's where Chuck was going here in verse 11. Likewise, and then we get in that new word, reckon, okay? Consider, okay? So we've known something, we've known these things, now we've got to consider them, we've got to reckon them. And what you're going to see as this develops, rather than just say, okay, this is how we're going to, in life's pathway, this is how we would work this out. This is going to come out as we go through this chapter, as we are able to apply it to ourselves, we're going to find out how practical this really becomes.
I was just listening, and Stephen said something over there. He said that we haven't actually died, or I don't know exactly what it was. I think what's happening here is Paul's trying to give us a God's perspective of things, and he's trying to bring us to the same perspective that God has. Other translations say, not we are dead, but it says we have died, right? So it's past tense. So he's trying to get us, the word reckon is like the word recognize. Look at it this way. God is not taken up with your sin anymore. He's not taken up with what you've done anymore. He's not seeing that. That's out of his sight. Like baptism, that's out of his sight. It should be out of your sight. What God is taken up with is Christ. And what he's forming, what of Christ is being formed in you. And that's what should be before you. So, in other words, he wants you to have the same, look at it from the same angle that God's looking at it from. See it the same way he does. And I think that's what he's trying
to
do
here.
Change
the mind frame here.
Exactly.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Tom. I think that it would be appropriate somewhat to refer back to Emil's illustration from a couple years ago at Sandy Cove, where the old man was likened to a dog, and the new man was likened to a bird. And in reference to your question in the back there, the one thing you can say is, both of those are animals, and if you want an animal to survive, you have to feed it. So you need to feed the new man and not feed the old man. Feeding the new man would be, of course, reading the word. Ephesians 4, starting with verse 22 to the end of the chapter. You might want to turn there. That's another verse about the old and the new man. And it's a verse that gives us, it's a list, not that we have to follow lists and things like that, but it does give us a list of things you need to come away from and things you need to come into. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. The key being, starting with verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And then here's a good verse, and be renewed in the spirit. Being renewed in the spirit. Romans 12 talks about being transformed. Okay, it's a renewing of spirit. You have to start thinking in a different way. And you need to be in the word constantly. Because if you're not, you're not feeding that new man. And in fact, if you're not reading, what are you doing instead? You're probably feeding the old man in some manner. Also then, verse 24, and then you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Then there's a list after that of things that you should come away from and come into. The last verse is very succinct, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Because we're getting to a turning point, and I think John was getting us into verse 9 with reckoning. So just let's recap very quickly the first 8 verses. Okay, you have your benefit book, right? Your what you are getting as a result of being in the book of Romans. Okay, you are forgiven, right? That's one of the rights, the benefits that you get. You are justified. Okay, these are facts now. I think Brother Chuck was saying about that. These facts, those are facts. You are reconciled. You have died. I like what you have said there. It happened once and for all. You have died. You cannot now say, please, Lord, I still do bad things. Please put me to death. You are already have died. And you have displayed that when you went into the water of baptism. So you are not only forgiven, justified, and reconciled, but you're dead. You have died. The old man that you have is crucified. He's hanging on the cross. He can't move. He can't move. He is crucified. When you crucify somebody, you nail his hand, you nail his feet, can't move. Cannot move. And this is a fact. It's a statement of fact. It's one of the benefits that you get. You cannot say, Lord, please crucify the old man. Because he's acting up. Please crucify him. He is crucified already. You write that down? This is one of the things that you get. All of these knowledge, the right to know. You know the right to know? You get these things, the right to know. You have to know all the things that you have to know. So these are the things you have to know to live a Christian life. You're forgiven, you're reconciled, you're justified, you're dead, and you have displayed that when you got baptized, you were buried, you're dead, you're buried. The old man that is in you is crucified. These are all facts. It's that in that little booklet that you get. So far, this is wonderful. But I have a problem. All of what the stuff that you brethren are saying here is nice, but I'm sitting here saying, man, that's all over my head. Have you ever felt like that? What is he talking about? It's over my head. So when you feel like that way, just raise your head up so it will hit you right there. Don't put your head down so it would not fly over your head. Okay, just raise your head up a little bit. Okay, now you're going to get it right there. You're saying, fine, these are truth. These are fact in that booklet that you're telling us about. But I have a problem here. I really don't feel anything. I don't feel that I'm justified. I don't feel I'm reconciled. I don't feel that I'm dead. I mean, what are you talking about being dead and buried? Look at me. I'm talking. I'm breathing. I was playing soccer yesterday. I sat late last night and got yelled at because I stayed after the devotion time. I mean, I'm alive and kicking. What are you talking about? I really don't feel it. I really don't feel it. I don't feel anything that you are telling me at all. Now, I think it was David earlier who talked about faith. These are facts. These are statement of facts that are in the Word of God. It doesn't matter how you feel about them. And that's why we have the word reckon.